Do you think that the strategy of using ovarian suppression and an aromatase inhibitor off study at this point is something that's justifiable? I know that physicians think about that, particularly in the patient with a HER2 positive tumor who has multiple positive nodes, and often these women are going to get chemotherapy, and then the woman who's menstruating after the chemotherapy, that's the kind of situation that people think about it. Do you think that that's justifiable at this point?
Well, as an academic scientist, I would prefer to have all treatments in a community setting be based on the results of clinical trials. On the other hand, I know that particularly in the situation you just described, ongoing menstruation after the cessation of chemotherapy, that many physicians actually use that kind of treatment. We have now 1,400 patients on trial, meaning that 700 of them had that combination of LHRH analog plus anastrozole. And it appears to be safe, or it doesn't appear to be a certain toxicity involved, which we wouldn't know about so far, or which we didn't expect. But still, I would say let's move cautiously in our way how we put results into practice, and therefore, I would not recommend outside clinical trials at the moment.
And in terms of the use of ovarian suppression or ablation plus tamoxifen, that's a strategy that, at least in the United States, is not that commonly utilized. But it seems like the viewpoint in Europe is much different.
It is a well-established treatment. It's an option both in the NIH consensus and in the St. Gallen consensus. The most recent one, it's described as an option for premenopausal women with hormone-responsive breast cancers. And it's becoming more and more common, I believe. Even in the U.S., I hear that there are some, doing this, particularly for the good prognosis group. And I tell you, in my personal experience, I have treated literally hundreds of patients with that approach of treatment. And it's just so a great feeling that these patients can be spared the sometimes really bad side effects of cytostatic treatment. So I think we should pursue doing that.
What do you see in terms of side effects when you use both ovarian suppression and tamoxifen and ovarian suppression plus aromatase inhibitors? Is it dramatically worse than just ovarian suppression alone, for example?
It is not. Clearly, in the premenopausal situation, the toxicity comes probably most from the ovarian suppression because, in terms of magnitude of the effect, this is stronger than the pill added to that effect. So, in the absence of a systematic evaluation of that question, just from my feeling as an educated guess, I don't see that there is much difference in terms of toxicity.
And what fraction of women have return of ovarian function? You said under the age of 45, it's pretty common. What do you see at, age 35, 40, 45 in terms of return to ovarian function?
Well, after the cessation of the chemical ovarian suppression, below the age of 40, it's close to 100%. Between 40 and 45, it's, let's say, 80 to 90%, and after that, it's 60 to 80%, with some patients approaching the natural menopause during or immediately after their treatment.